With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are on the hunt for a 47-year-old man, David Cranston, who reportedly lives in Georgetown, is wanted for breach of bail and for tampering with an electronic monitor in relation to multiple burglary incidents. You can find his photo at radiokman.gov.ky. The police are warning you not to approach him directly if you spot him. Instead, make note of his location and appearance at the time of the sighting and report it to 911. Police carried out an incident response this week at the Crewe Road and Linford Pearson area as part of a search for a, quote, person of interest. Is Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
In a public advisory issued this week, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service said officers were deployed to the Crewe Road and Linford Pearson area to look for a man described as dark-skinned with dreads, wearing knee-length black shorts and a white tank top, and carrying a black bag. RCIPS asked anyone in the area who saw someone matching that description or noticed any suspicious activity to call 911. The advisory did not give further details about the incident, but police say it was issued to inform the public about the response in the area and to encourage residents to report any information that could assist officers. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Sticking with police news, it's a major upgrade for the RCIPS vehicle fleet, with the new unit set to start patrolling in the coming weeks. Here's Radio Cayman's Debbie Ebanks.
The 2026 Ford Police Interceptor vehicles are engineered specifically for law enforcement use and will support both frontline and firearms officers. The fleet features advanced emergency lighting, ballistic door protection, reinforced prisoner transport areas, and upgraded braking and stability systems. Additional enhancements include improved crash safety technology and integrated officer protection systems. The rollout is being led by Fleet and Stores Manager Martin Oakley, with the support of Deputy Chief Officer Jody Ann Moore and Commissioner Kurt Walton. The initiative aligns with the RCIPS strategic commitment to modern policing, operational readiness, and enhanced public safety. The vehicles are designed for durability in Cayman's demanding environment, offering increased storage, improved visibility, heavy-duty suspension, upgraded cooling for long patrols, and integrated technology platforms to support faster response times. Superintendent Rohe Williams, who heads the RCIPS Technology Transformation Program, confirms that mobile laptops and other digital tools will be installed to support on-scene reporting and e-ticketing. Full implementation is expected by the end of 2026. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The initial shipment has already arrived, with further deliveries expected soon. Police say the new units will replace all service delivery SUVs and firearms unit vehicles. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Kuwait says at least one person has been killed and at least 63 injured after Iranian drones struck a terminal building at its international airport. Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they carried out the attack, which comes as renewed skirmishes between US and Iranian forces test a shaky ceasefire. The US-Iran conflict has dented economic growth prospects worldwide, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It warned that a more severe shock was likely if no ceasefire was agreed before next year. Ukraine says it's hit a Russian warship in a port near St. Petersburg as part of a wave of drone attacks targeting the area. It says the strike caused a large fire. At least 21 people have been killed and several others injured in a fire at a multi-story building in Delhi. The property accommodated patients and relatives of those receiving treatment at a nearby private hospital. France's Consumer Protection Agency has fined the Chinese fashion retailer Shein $25 million over a range of allegations. Shein said the fine was disproportionate and it would appeal. CBS News has sacked one of its best-known on-air correspondents, Scott Pelley, after a heated row about its flagship news magazine programme. Mr. Pelley accused the new owners of CBS of casting aside the legend of 60 Minutes to apparently curry favour with the Trump administration. A study suggests people in Britain will spend an average of 4 years and 8 months of their lives using their mobile phones without a clear purpose. The study also found evidence of lower overall mental well-being. The disgraced former Republican US Congressman George Santos is reportedly under investigation for alleged insider trading. He's said to be accused of placing a bet on his attendance at the State of the Union. Santos told NPR the investigation was news to him. BBC News.